Hi, Paul Sackis, Good News Planet. I'm here with Todd Wharton. Hey, Todd, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
All right, good. This Todd's a cool guy, so I'm the man behind the mic. And I'm crazy about Todd. Todd is a serious man doing serious work and has been doing that for a long time. He's a communicator, he's an organizer, he's a promoter, he's a producer. And he's in all these areas, you do it in a good way.
Yeah.
Your interest and intention is positive, life-affirming good news. So tell us a little bit about your background and why you're doing what you're doing. Tell us about this upcoming event on November 17th.
Background is, honestly, I was originally raised in Howard Beach, Queens. And my family eventually relocated to Long Island, East Meadow. Had a really loving mom who just showed me what morals were, raised me that way. My father is a great money provider. When we needed something, he was there for us. Two great brothers, I'm the middle child, so that causes me to be a little bit of a wise ass sometimes. But I was raised with the right values by my family, and I was raised where I didn't know what racism was or, you know, gender persecution, just all that. I was raised where everybody's equal, and that was because of my mom. So my company organization, LTC, was created in dedication to her, Lawrence on her birthday. And from there, did a lot of great things for the art and entertainment industry, but the One Love, L's Up movement was created from a video I saw, I think it was about 2.5 years ago. And this the one advantage about social media, you see things that happen that you normally wouldn't see when me and you were growing up. I saw a game called the Punch-Out game. It was basically about kids who went up to some random person and knocked them out for no reason. And it was on, I guess it just peaked me out on top of all the negativity going on in the world that's always been there, but it's more aware now because social media, from, you know, with domestic violence, anything that has to do with diseases, Black Lives Matter, you know, women empowerment, women rights, and there's just so many issues and gay rights and the whole nine that shouldn't even exist. And one of the things I admire about your organization is you get together at least once a year to celebrate peace. And you do it in such a way that it's about promoting a symbol with the flags of the world. And I think that was an amazing thing that you created. And you bring people together, and it's at least once a year to let people know that you're an equal. This movement, and I'm glad to be partnering with you and Salvation Army and New York Cares and Toys of Hope and Mike Hands and a lot of other great charities to show the world it shouldn't be about once a year. It should be about a constant thing to celebrate like a holiday, but more of an everyday holiday. It's kind of like we believe that a woman deserves to be treated respect every day. Like, don't get her a rose because it's Valentine's Day. Get her a rose because she deserves it. Well, how about put a concert together and a movement because the world deserves it? So this is my second year. One Love, L's Up. And what it means is One Love is a basically a phrase that Bob Marley created. And he was a great man that proved that he can try to change the world through music by promoting peace and love, which is amazing, man. To me, Bob Marley was God of music. So by taking a movement like that and also the values that Martin Luther King brought to us, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, JFK, and the list goes on of these great people, Rosa Parks, I'm giving them a platform that I wish they had back in the day because their movements would be more powerful. So by giving them symbol, a very simple symbol, just L's to the sky, by letting your creator know, no matter what you call your creator, from God to Jesus to Allah, whatever name, to let him know that we're down here respecting your values, that we are human, and we're going to treat each other like that. So it's a movement of peace and unity, and to make you realize that it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, your gender, your sexual preference. You have a right to be who you are and not be afraid of being who you are. It's a big thing with me, and this concert is to celebrate that. New York City, as I tell everybody, it is the greatest city in the world. And it's not because of just me and you, because we're New Yorkers. It's about walking into Times Square and realizing why Times Square is so valuable to the world. It's because if you stand and do a 360, you're literally surrounded by the United Nations and a whole nine within that 360 turn. You're around people from Asia, from Australia, Ethiopia, Nigeria, just go down the list, and everybody's just happy. So if we can do it here in New York City, why can't you? So a hashtag we're developing called is I Am New York City. Hashtag I. And what it means is I Am New York City because New York City is the world. This is going to be a symbol of the One Love L's Up. Not more of a symbol, but a motto that no matter where you are in the world, you are New York City. And so the two hashtags we really want to push is One Love L's Up and I Am New York City. So I could take this movement around the country and then eventually around the world. And of course, do it twice in New York City because this is where we started. And always do it during the holidays in New York City. Yeah, it may be a little cold, but the cold never stopped people from getting together with family and friends because we're about celebrating. Because once Thanksgiving starts, New York City is the best, most beautiful place to be around. The people, the culture, the music. There's just something about New York during the holidays which you can't beat anywhere. And you're not cold. If anything, it keeps you warm inside.
I'm with you. Tell us about what you are doing on that date, on the 17th.
It's definitely different from last year. We're doing a fashion show. Jackie Love Calloway.
What time does it start and all the details?
6 p.m. is going to start the show. 2 o'clock is going to start the charities because we're going to be setting up around 2. But I'm going to put tables out for the charities to set up so they can have people donate in Times Square. Donate cans, food, coats, toys, obviously money. Salvation Army's involved, like I said, Toys of Hope. New York Cares, biggest co-drive in New York City. We also have Sorbe Almonte. She does a charity. She was just seen on Harry Connick Jr. and Dr. Oz. She was a homeless woman who now dedicates her life with her family to making food and walking around the Bronx every day and handing it out. So she's an amazing woman. She's from the DR. And honored to have her as well. Honored to have you guys a part of it. So we have that, the first food, coat, and toy drive in Times Square.
Wow.
Combination. Really cool. Have a lot of live music performances from a lot of genres of the arts. I have a dance crew that recently performed for Telemundo in Times Square, which I met. LTC Live is going to present this whole show. So it's One Love L's Up Holiday Concert for Peace and Unity presented by LTC Live, which is my talk show. So we're going to have the talk show on the stage. We're going to be interviewing some celebrities. And at the same time, we're going to have music performances. We have a comedian performing, dance crews. I'm doing something in dedication to the MTA, which I'm bringing up artists out of the subway to do something fun.
Right, I love it.
Yeah, so we're trying to get platforms for not only art and entertainment, but for charities to bring together all movements as well. This is eventually going to be something where the concert's going to get so big. Imagine a quad just lined up with all charities or a lot, all movements. Imagine, you know, AIDS awareness, cancer, you know, women's rights, all lining up. It's about bringing all these charities and movements together for one reason. Because there's so many things going on today that people get lost in the moment of social media. You know, an African-American kid gets killed, you know, online, and it's the story of the day. But then the next day, something else happens with women's rights, and then the kid that got killed, the story doesn't exist anymore. So it gets lost. So this is about bringing everybody together to honor each other instead of just having separate movements.
Excuse me.
Instead of just having separate movements. So I want these movements to continue doing what they're doing and get bigger, but we want to be the movement to be like, hey, if you go to donate 20% to whatever because you have to, why don't you donate it to One Love L's Up and let us disperse it amongst the movement so it gets into the right hands. And by doing that, these charities and movements will donate their time to us and then you know, we all throw them together as one.
Beautiful. Two last quick questions.
Sure.
And congratulations. Three or four. Website?
Localtalentconnect.com. So LOCALTALENT, connect, CONNECT.com. LTC is the main corporation, but then all these things that we're doing are subsidiaries, so you can find everything there.
What's peace mean to Todd Wharton?
Peace is just basically being able to live your life without the fear of being who you are. It's about putting out your hand to your fellow man instead of walking away, because it seems like we're more inept to, well, not inept, but we are more likely to adopt a pet that has more colors and species in itself and take it home and treat it as family, but we don't help our fellow man. Peace is about just getting along, peace is about respecting one another, and peace is about non-violence. Peace is about just living the same average that we do with each other all our lives, and we go through the same diseases and everything else, but we have enough problems as it is, so let's celebrate each other by, when you walk by each other, respect the fact that they may be different in their background, but at the end of the day, we bleed the same way, we eat the same way, we live the same way, and we should love the same way, and that should be peace.
Talking about love, what is love to Todd Boyd? Last question.
No, it's, I love questions. Love to me is like personal and business relationship. It's passion. When you love something, the ideal of it is to dedicate your life to it. Whether it's a movement, your career, the woman you fell in love with, the man you fell in love with. Love to me is about giving yourself to something without wanting anything in return. And I think that's what most people are missing today. Everybody does something to hopefully get something back. I'm doing this because I love people. I love the world. I love my fellow man. I'm in love with women. I'm in love with the idea of changing one person's life without expecting them to try to change mine. And if you can do that, you get one step closer to that utopia.
That's beautifully stated. You got a buzz behind you. That's how powerful it was. Those comments. Beautiful.
Is that like a bell ringing? So somebody just got their wings or something?
Someone's calling you. There you go. Yeah. All right. Beautiful. Todd, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you, sir. And I appreciate you having me on your show. And I look forward to a long-lasting relationship with your company.
You got it. Forever. Thanks, brother.
Thank you, sir.